Those who have known me for a while will probably remember how I dislike the song From a Distance by Bette Midler. It paints a picture of a God that's somewhere out there, and he's benevolently watching over us, but not a great deal of a relationship. And I just really dislike that because it flies in the face of the mystery of salvation. God got up close and personal to us. It's not about the distance at all. Story about Confucius and Buddha and Jesus. A man fell into a dark, slimy pit, and he tried to climb out, but he couldn't. So Confucius came along. He saw the man. He said, "Oh, the poor fellow, if you had listened to me, you'd never fall into that pit." And he walked on. Buddha came along. He saw him, and he said, "Poor fellow, if you just come up here, I'll help him." And he walked on. Jesus came along, saw the man, and said, "Poor fellow," and jumped down into the pit and boosted him out. There is no distance between God and us. That was completely debunked when he became one of us and he died for us. He crossed the line of the abyss of sin, and he cast it all aside. And he told us, "I'll be with you forever until the end of the age." St. Ignatius of Loyola, when he comments on the mystery of the incarnation, paints this picture. He says, "God looked out on our sorry state as human beings. He was welled up with love, and that welling of love allowed the conception and the womb to take place, and he died for us, impoverished and completely broken. Nothing left. Nothing saved. All given. All given." John Francis Xavier Harriot, when he talks about the cross, he says this: "The cross is the window through which we finally come to understand the quality of divine love, and through which we find the strength to face the truth about ourselves without panic or despair. Only then, too, that we cease to bargain with God and know in our hearts that salvation is truly a gift offered to all who are willing to receive it." Divine love is truly a gift offered to all who are willing to receive it. It's with that attitude we can begin to appreciate the parable of the Good Samaritan. The lesson of the story isn't about differences of personalities or tribes. It's about he was good. He was good. He held nothing back. He gave it all away. That's a godly activity and is given to every single one of us. God became our neighbor so that we could be neighbors to one another. That's what it's all about. And look upon the other person as the object of divine love. Consider that when you look into someone else's eyes, you're looking into the eyes of one who God died for. And we're asked to be that for one another, to treat each other with that respect and that attitude, to be truly good. Not keep the distance, but be up close and personal with one another. And as you look into the eye, know the price that God paid for that person, and to say thank you with your life.